You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 75 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. Whoop whoop.
It's been a while. Where have you been?
I know. Well, I've been all over the place. So right after we recorded last, I was in San Diego, and I was in Pittsburgh, and I was in Nashville.
What were you doing in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I was doing some shady things.
Crazy.
I went to Nashville with some crazy broads.
I also was there with a different set of crazy broads.
The craziest broads in the land. So, yeah, I've been in a lot of places. What about you?
Well, we are the world travelers now because we're super busy. But I've been nowhere else. I've been living under a rock.
Really? Like Patrick Starr?
No, he actually would not let me live with him. I had to said I was too weird, which is strange because he's weird.
He must be really weird.
Seriously. I was just looking for my notes. But I can't find them. But
nonsense.
Here's the thing. I have to just share this because it's driving me insane right now. Can you smell my pants? Do they smell like chili?
Now that you say that, yeah.
Okay, but yeah.
Do you hold the lid closed or something with your pants?
No.
That's the problem.
So
now that's why Patrick Starr thinks you're weird.
Clearly. So he probably would have invited me over because he's always hungry. So, no, last Sunday, Dan made chili. And I wash all of my Lululemon pants in cold water, but I don't put them in the dryer. I hang them to dry. So I just hung them over the dining room table chairs. And all week, every time I put these pants on, I'm like, oh my God, my pants smell like onion chili or something. So I haven't wore pants in a couple of days because, well, I wasn't wearing pants. I mean, I obviously was. It's just been 1,000 degrees in Pittsburgh, so I've been wearing shorts.
Yeah.
So it's chillier today, so I put pants on to come to the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, they still smell like chili. So I dumped my entire bin of Lululemon leggings, which I still had like 7 that were unwashed, into the dirty pile, and they're all getting rewashed today.
Because they smell like chili.
Everything smells like chili. And I feel like I have a dry bar appointment after this, so I'm just like, they're going to think I smell like sweat and chili. They're going to probably ask me to leave.
That's so funny. Oh my God. You're going to need to get like a clothesline and hang it in your garage or something.
Well, Dan's at a volleyball tournament today, so I can wash my Lululemons safely with smells. He cannot make chili today. And I didn't even think anything of it. I was just like, oh, that's weird. And the thing is, like, so mad. Like, why do they still smell like chili?
Oh, my God. So that's bad. So funny.
Yeah. I can't hang my clothes outside because pollen.
Yeah.
So I'd be allergic to my clothes.
If you did it, like, in the garage, though, maybe.
No, because my Peloton gets covered in pollen when I have the garage door open. Yeah. Ugh. And I don't want my clothes to smell like the garage. And then I think about spiders.
So then they'll smell like the garage instead of chili.
And then it's just a whole thing. So I just need them not to smell at all. I need them to smell like... And the worst part is I put those like beads in, those downy beads in, so they always smell fresh for longer. The downy beads failed me because they smell like...
The chili was strong.
The chili said, we win.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I guess since this we recorded last, did I talk about my AC was broken in my car? That happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Ohio for work and it was working on the way up there. And then I went and got coffee for my drive home and I was like, great, my AC's broke. I was devastated. So the next day I tried it, still broken. And I was like, well, this is stupid. And I was really upset because it was like 80 degrees.
It was hot.
Yeah. It was really hot. And I was like, well, I'm really upset. So then I call a place and they're like, we can't even get you in until, at this point was like May 19th.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the last day we recorded, but it was like a week and a half before they could get me in. And I was, okay, like that sucks, but I guess I'll deal with it. So then 2 days later, I just randomly tried my air conditioning and it worked in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Dan's clients was like, you know, that doesn't just randomly start working again. And he's like, did you know? He's like, I'm pretty positive you had the heat on when you were trying your AC. And I was like, I don't think so. And now I'm questioning it. Did I have the heat on and think I was trying to put the AC on for 2 days? Because I haven't had a single problem with my AC since.
I mean, honestly, it's good that it was something stupid like that, because you would have paid for somebody to tell you.
Yeah, because the people told me that just for them to look at it, it was a $75 labor, like just looking at it. And I was like, oh, crap. And then I was like, what does it cost to fix? And he's like, oh, it could be anywhere from $60 to $200. And I was, or $2,000. And I was like, oh, that's a big range.
You could have, like, bought some stuff from Lululemon, or
yeah, I could have done a lot of things.
Some anti chili powder stink or something, you know. So you could have used that money.
Could have paid for one drink in Nashville.
Yeah. Oh god. Or that's what I was like. So yeah, you know, we just got back from Nashville like 2 weeks ago, and honestly, like I was telling people, I was like, there was no like if you were trying to like eat on the cheap, like there was inexpensive food, but you couldn't like get a Wendy's 4 for $4 or like a Subway. There was nothing like cheap.
No, nothing. And like the drinks were so expensive.
Everything but
getting a seltzer was what, like $9?
Yeah.
It was insane. And then my favorite story is the Hampton story.
Yeah. We'll never forget about this.
Emily, if you're listening, this is a trigger warning. Please turn it off now. Turn it off. We went to the Hampton Social, which was a really cool place. It was probably one of my favorite spots when we were there.
Apparently, there's like one in Chicago, Miami.
Oh, really?
Different cities.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So I love it. And we were paying for drinks like it was the Hamptons. They were so expensive. Mm-hmm. But then we found out that if you ordered this giant seashell, it was $48. And there might have been like eight of those in there, six or eight of those in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got a lot of drink for $48. Meanwhile, they were selling us the little ones for $20 a piece or something.
Oh, yeah. And it was like a small, like if you would, it was like a rocks glass.
Tiny.
Yeah. You would have spent, God, we would have probably spent $200.
Yeah. I mean, with tip, I think Jess spent $100 on that round, mm-hmm. which is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
We spent way less getting the seashell and an order of fries.
Yeah, which is embarrassing, Nashville.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is.
And I don't understand, because you think like, oh, it would be more expensive, because I just was in California and San Diego, granted it's not, you know, San Francisco or LA.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, California's going to be way more expensive.
No.
Heck no.
Nashville. Market prices. I think it's because it's become so touristy.
Yes.
So Kirsten's lived there since 2015 or 2016 or something like that. But every year I go visit her, it gets worse and worse and worse. Like there's so much more tourism down there.
Yes.
Which I mean is great for the city, but like
the locals probably hate it.
Hate it, yeah, because nothing's affordable anymore. So you probably don't see locals anywhere except like on the outskirts or at like the dive bars that you won't find like
on Broadway.
Yeah.
Near Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, it is good and bad. It brings in tax revenue and they have resources and stuff, but it still sucks.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get around.
No, that's crazy.
And something like I've come to notice, and I know you have too, like the Starbucks in places like that is so freaking expensive for the same drink.
Yeah. It was, Kirsten lives in Murfreesboro, which is like 45 minutes from the city, and my drink is not more expensive there. So I think it's just in the city they mark it up. So, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Starbucks, you shouldn't mark it up. I wonder if they're allowed to do that, though. Because, like, in New York, my drink is more expensive, but only because the taxes, I think, right? Or is it more expensive in New York, too?
So, it maybe, maybe not. Because I know they have different, like, you know, quote-unquote sin taxes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's crazy.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't think New York's as expensive as Nashville.
No.
Like the freaking hotel room.
Right.
It would have been cheaper to stay in Manhattan somewhere.
True. Speaking of Starbucks, though, I'm going to segue real quick because I have two Starbucks stories. One, I told you this already, but just baffling to me, that I stopped there on my way to work the one day, and this girl, the barista, or are they baristas? I don't know. Whatever they are.
Yeah.
The animal. The young gentleman who was working behind the counter. He obviously knows us. And so I went in and he was like, oh, hey, Nicole. And he hands me my drink. Mm-hmm. And I happened just to glance down at the label. And I was like, oh, I forgot to add the vanilla today. And he's like, oh, I did think that was weird. So as I'm handing it back to him, I see another drink that looks just like mine. And I was like, wait, could that one be mine? And he looks at it and he goes, oh, my God, it is. So what are the odds that another Nicole ordered 4 shots of espresso over ice with extra ice in a grande cup? wild.
I think
at the same time,
Nicole's need a lot of espresso because there's a lot of times where wasn't there a Nicole that ordered a quad too another time and you thought it was me
and it
was
a hot quad. Yeah, and I texted you and it wasn't you. Uh-huh. So I think the Nicoles are very eccentric people and we like quad espressos.
We're caffeinated gals
and we all like to go at the same time
to the same Starbucks.
Yeah, it's just I'm sure the Starbucks in the South Hills think it's weird that there's this many Nicoles that are quad espresso people, but
I know
here we are.
Because even like sometimes I'll get like a Doppio in the afternoon and people will be like, oh wow, that's a lot of espresso, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
like it's like I think other people that aren't Nicoles just
because I tell people all the time, like, we have four shots in the morning, they're like, how do you have a heart attack? I'm like, there's more like caffeine in a Red Bull, like chill out people, we're not doing Red Bulls over here.
Or cocaine.
Yeah. Calm crack. Down. Seriously.
God, it's not crack
anymore. Yeah, seriously. People.
Yeah.
My other Starbucks story is, I didn't tell you guys this one, but this was a couple days ago. I went to Starbucks I don't remember why I went there, but I needed an afternoon coffee and I was too lazy to go home and make one, so whatever. So I stopped at Starbucks and I always ask for my milk on the side because I just can't stand when they pour too much in. So I asked the girl, I was like, oh, when you have a second, can I have some milk on the side? And she's like, yeah, but my cup of my espresso wasn't fully filled with ice, so I asked her for some extra ice in the cup. So I took the lid off and I'm holding my cup out, and she disregards putting ice in my cup and she hands me a cup of ice milk. And I was like, and she goes, oh, I guess in hindsight that's not what you wanted, but, and shrugs her shoulders and walks away. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll make this work. And I was just like, what? Ice milk. Okay. Like, that's not what I asked for.
I mean, you'd have to, like, put your hand in there, get the ice, and then, like, hold something over and pour the milk in.
I made it work, but I did make a mess. I'm just going to be real. I cleaned it up, gross. But I did make a mess on the counter. But speaking of Nicole's are eccentric people, I meant to text you this last night, but I forgot. So the brewery I work at, they're if a Nicole comes in, I usually judge them harshly because, like,
as you've always done.
Yeah, because, like, if you're a Nicole, you have to.
They're standards. They're standards.
This girl, I didn't know it was her name at first, but she's ordering and she comes in and she's wearing this like really tiny crop top that barely covered her chest.
Ew.
And low rise pants, like yoga pants. And she just was very sloppy. Looked like she hasn't brushed her hair in a day. days. And I was just like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And that's all I kept thinking to myself. And she's ordering like our cocktail that we have there, our rum cocktail. And she's ordering down on those. And she's out there with a group of friends and she's just looking rough. She comes in and I wait on her this time. And I was like, oh, what's it under? And she's like, oh, Nicole. And I was like, oh, really? So I go over to my coworker, Tony, and I was like, man, I really hate that her name's Nicole. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I feel that. I don't like when Anthony's giving me bad names either. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I was like, if you're going to have my name, have some standards.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, why are you acting like that? Yeah. Why do you look like that right now?
Oh, it's terrible. It's like, as a Nicole, there's a certain amount of things.
Yeah, like, you can't just
brush your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Minimal.
I also, her last name sounds like what she looks like, but I'll say it offline. So I'll just tell it to you offline, just so nobody goes looking for this girl.
People will be like on Facebook or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you offline.
I think since you got into the brewery, you need to do the impression of the college girl.
And I just looked at my notes. I also have another story, but the college girl impression I'll do after because this one's stupid. When you start a tab, so if I asked you a question, I said, hey, do you want to start a tab? What's your answer?
Either yes or no.
Okay. So you understand what starting a tab means. Okay. Just checking. People, when we ask them, hey, would you like to start a tab? They're usually like, oh yeah. And then they look at you. Oh yeah, I'm going to close that out. That's not starting a tab. Starting a tab means you're leaving your card open.
On file.
Not closing it out. It drives me insane how many people don't understand what the concept of opening a tab is.
It's like, I don't know. People are so stupid nowadays.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I wonder if like bars don't do that anymore, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. People are just stupid.
Yeah.
I don't get it. People are stupid. But, okay, this is a great story. So this girl, we have a vodka slushie at the brewery in the summertime, and this group of college kids came in probably around like, I don't know, 9 o'clock on Thursday, and they were newly 21, and they were the typical frat boys, okay, and like sorority girls. That set the scene for you there. So they order their drinks and they're sitting outside drinking, and we did last call. The girl comes in and she goes, excuse me, like, I'm gonna need like a shot of vodka. And I said to her, I was like, well, we don't have vodka shots. She goes, yeah, well, my slushy is like really too sweet and I'm just gonna need vodka shots. I just looked at her and I'm like, okay, again, we're not a full bar, so I can't give you vodka shots. And then she looks at me, she goes, yeah, well, then how did you make the slushy? And I was like, because it comes pre-made. I was like, we don't make it. And she goes, ugh, well, I need vodka, and walks out. She's like, what? Me and the other girl I work with were just like, what was that? Like, are you 12?
It's a brewery.
Yeah, go to the saloon. Like, there's a bar up the street. Go up there. Like, she was just so, like, and how she was just looking, and she's, like, looking down and, like, rolling her eyes at me the whole time going, I need vodka. And I'm just like, stop it.
So that reminds me of one time I was in the Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden.
Okay. The Olive Garden, yeah. And I was, God, this was 2012, literally 10 years ago. Oh, so I was
crazy.
33. So I was in the Olive Garden.
So you were 23.
23, because I'm 33 now. See, I upaged myself.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was in the Olive Garden, and if it's busy, like, you can sit in the bar area, because there's tables in the bar area, and they'll wait on you, whatever.
I used to work there, in case you didn't know.
Well, maybe our viewers aren't as familiar with the Olive Garden as you are. So anyways, so I was with my mom, and we're just, like, having dinner in the Olive Garden like fancy ladies do. Yes. And some broad, like, I will never forget this, and I tell people this whenever it comes up, some broad just like was in a table like in the regular restaurant, walked up to the bar and said, this drink isn't strong enough. And we're sitting there like looking at each other, the like Olive what Garden. Kind of animal? You're at the Olive Garden. It's like, it's the Olive Garden.
Yeah,
you're not at like some dive bar trying to get drunk, like, you know, whatever, like on a heater, like, I'm getting drunk tonight. You are at the Olive Garden. And yes, if they didn't make your, you know, strawberry Bellini or whatever it is strong enough, it's because you're at the Olive Garden.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I had a lot of customers that would say that. They'd order like a double, like Jack and Coke, because they wanted it stronger, and then they'd still say it wasn't a double.
But it's the Olive Garden,
though. Oh, no, I agree with you. Who comes to the Olive Garden to get wasted? White people.
It's a mess.
Yes.
It's a mess. And it's just like, the problem is, it's like, you drove there, and you need to drive home, so you don't want to be, like, too drunk.
People are stupid.
And probably people are used to, like, a strong drink from a bar because somebody's over-pouring.
Correct. And Olive Garden
they
is...
They measure.
Well, they have to measure because it's corporate.
Yes.
Like, there are things that they have to do. So, sorry, guys. If you're going to get wasted, the Olive Garden is not the place
to go. I just don't understand what possesses somebody to go into the Olive Garden and be like, oh, I'm just getting drunk in the Olive Garden.
There's a lot of wild people. A lot of them.
How wild do you have to be? I just think, like, we were just like, wow, this person is just feral.
Yeah.
You know, just beyond what, like, you are a feral cat.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Like, if a feral cat was a person, it would be trying to get drunk at the Olive Garden.
Yes. Yes.
And that's just what I feel about that girl. It's like, it's a brewery. Like, people get there to, people don't get there to just drink their face off with the vodka.
Correct. Like, you, if you wanted to take shots, don't go to a brewery. All the girls got slushies, and all the guys got, like, and they
like
all
pilsner?
Got. Yes, I was going to say, they all got a pilsner. You just overpaid for a pilsner. If that's what you're drinking, literally.
Go to a regular bar.
Yeah, go to a regular bar. They probably couldn't even afford to drink. They probably didn't even tip us. I have no idea. But
you just wanted to get them out of there. It didn't matter if they
dipped
or not.
Yeah, just get out. Yeah. Go stand outside.
They should have went to, like, college is out, but I was going to say, like, a college bar where you can get, like, dollar drafts. That's where they should have been.
Yeah.
Probably their parents' credit cards.
Probably. Yeah. I just need to note that I feel like this pair of pants in general is extra oniony, and it's really,
very chilly.
It's driving me insane. I'm very upset about these pants right now.
The funny thing is, I have the worst sense of smell, and if you wouldn't have said anything, I wouldn't have noticed
it. But can you smell it?
But
it's
now
so
that
bad.
You say it, I'm like, oh yeah, chilly. And that's what's funny, I can smell it.
I know. I cannot believe my pants smell like chili.
So when you're a dry bar later, they're going to be like,
Well, she stinks.
Stinky over here.
Oh, my God. My hair hasn't been washed in a week. I smell like chili, and I'm about to work out, so I'm going to smell like sweat.
So I always wait at least a week to wash my hair.
I usually go 5 days, but
that's not terrible.
No, and it's fine. It's just a little greasy, but...
Gracie Weasley.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sure there's like, because there's some real stank monsters out
That's
there.
True. And the thing is, like, we're a regular there, yeah. So that they at least know me. They know I don't smell like chili on the rag.
Decent.
Yeah, and I tip, and I don't smell like chili on the rag. Just today.
They're like, oh, there goes old chili girl.
Yeah.
And that would be an awful first impression.
I know.
Could you imagine if it was your first time going there?
Gosh.
You'd have to go home and change.
I would definitely go home and change. If this wasn't the first time, I would go home and change. But I got a grocery shop after, and then I'm going home, and I'm going to clean the house. So showering just doesn't make sense. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense for me to go home and shower before I go to Dry Bar. It just doesn't make sense. So I'm going to go smelly.
I was just thinking, like, anybody that, like, enters our friend group, we all of our, like, quote-unquote bad habits, like, we enforce on the other ones. Like,
that's true. Like, Jess is addicted to coffee. Well, she was already addicted to coffee, but she's addicted to Starbucks. And
we get them an espresso. So,
yeah.
Dry Bar.
Yeah.
Like, just, we have so many bad habits that we, like, force on, like, people.
Do it.
Do it.
We could see our fingers right now. Do it.
Oh, God, we're so bad. But I think it's, like, life-changing stuff.
It's true. But the thing is, like, I've brought you all to the gym. So that was a good habit.
A good habit,
yeah. See, we are good.
And it's not crack.
No, we're not out there being like, hey, you want to do some shrooms?
Yeah.
Like, we're not those people.
Yeah, which is organic anyways. Yeah. It's not the worst thing.
So we're just trying to get you hooked on caffeine and be hyped for life.
Yeah.
And have nice hair.
Have nice hair, yeah. Enjoy. Yeah, we're very particular ladies.
Yeah, so deal with it.
Yeah, we're nuts.
Honestly, I can't remember a lot of things that happened in the last week. I just feel like, or months, yeah. Just because I feel like so many things has happened and I've just been busy with work. But one story that I wanted to bring up real quick is because I have to, I have a, you know, you have dentist appointments twice a year. My dentist appointment's coming up. And I wanted to talk about this story. Because I don't know that I ever told you this story about how when I was trying to find a new dentist years ago and I ended up in this really sketchy one. I don't know that I ever told you the story, but I feel like it's a story, even if I had told you, I need to tell the public.
Yeah.
So I was looking for a new dentist and I was looking online and you can, when you go through like UPMC, that you can like rate, look at the ratings of dentists.
Yeah.
So, which UPMC is our healthcare, if you people don't know. Anyways, so I'm looking and I find this guy and I can't even remember his name to be honest, but he is on there and he has good ratings. And I'm like, okay. And he was in Upper St. Clair. So, which was from Bethel Park close. To Upper St. Clair is super close. And it was honestly, it was right by that Dunkin' Donuts or where the old Kings was.
Yes.
So honestly, super close to where I live. So I was like, you know what? This is perfect. And this is back when I still worked at the Hilton. So this was years ago. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a half day and I'm going to go to the dentist. So I was just working in the afternoon. So I had an early morning appointment and I go and it's in this like building that's like an office building.
Okay.
And you've probably driven past it many a times. So I'm like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
So I'm like, okay. So I get in there and I'm looking at the board to see where he's listed. And I'm like, I don't see where he's listed at all. I'm like, maybe I'm in the wrong spot or this is like an old address. So I'm like looking and I go back online and it says the building and it says that you have to go through a different entrance. And I was like, oh, okay. So I go in the back and there's another door. And I open the door and it says the dentist's office was actually down a flight of steps. So I'm like, wait, am I going through the basement? I was like, this seems weird. And it was like 8 o'clock in the morning too. So I open the door, I go downstairs and I'm in the basement and I'm walking down a hallway and I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna get murdered. I'm getting murdered today. So I finally get to the end of this hallway and there's a door. And it has his name on it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, weird to his office in the door when it, or in the basement. So I opened the door. But when I opened the door, I can see an office that actually has light. So his office has, there's windows in this basement. So it wasn't like, I was just in like a sketchy basement. So it was an office. I'm like, oh, okay. But there's nobody in there. And I was like, weird. So I can see him sitting in the far in his office, but there's a receptionist desk and stand. So I go over and I'm standing there waiting for a receptionist to come out. Nobody comes out. So he comes over and he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I don't like to have a receptionist. He's like, I like to keep my hands on everything. I said, okay. So he checks me in, does all the stuff. And then he goes, we'll be right with you. I said, okay. And note that he said, we'll be right with you. Okay. So I'm sitting there waiting. He comes over, grabs me, sits down. And you know, there's always a dental hygienist that comes in and does the first part of the clean. And then the dentist himself comes in at the end just to be like, ah, oh, your teeth suck or your teeth are great, basically. Well, he's the dental hygienist as well. And so I guess he was referring as we, as he's also the hygienist and the dentist. So he, but the funny part was, is that he was having me assist him in my cleaning. Yeah. He had me, you know how they give you the sucky thing?
Yeah.
I was in charge of holding the sucky thing and holding the water spray to clean my mouth out. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Am I assisting in my own dental cleaning and I have to still pay for this? Like, that's, I was like, I didn't get a discount for working on my dental cleaning. And the chair looked like it was from 1971.
Honestly, like, he was too cheap to, because think about, he would have had to pay these people.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God. And I'm like, and as I'm like looking, because you know, like, they put you like kind of like on your back, like you're like at the ceiling. And I'm looking around, I'm like, are there plaques of his degree somewhere? Because in my current dentist's office, his plaques of everybody are in there, like the, of their college degree and certification. And I'm like, okay, where are we at? Where are we? Where did you go to college? Because this can't be real. This cannot be real.
Yeah, like the Nickelodeon School of Dental. Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh my God. And then the whole time he's like asking me questions and I'm just like, I need to leave. Like, I don't want to be here. Like, I just, this can't be great. This is taking way longer than it should. I was there for an hour and a half. A cleaning should not be, it's because I had to assist in the cleaning. He needed help. So then but here's the best part. After the cleaning, he says he needs a few minutes and he'll be back in to adjust. Assess my teeth. You just were in my mouth for an hour. What do you mean you need?
Where else are you going?
Do you need to change personalities? Like, I don't understand. So I'm sitting there waiting and I'm like, okay, I thought this was going to take like literally 20 minutes, half hour, like it always does. And now I have been here this long. I'm going to be late for my half day. Cause I think I said I was coming in at 11 that day. And I was like, it's almost 11. And I was just like, okay, comes back in. And then he was like, yeah, he's like, I think all your back molars have cavities. I was like, you know what? I do not trust this guy. I probably don't have cavities because my teeth didn't hurt or anything. And I was like, you know what? I was like, okay. I was like, I'll just make a second appointment and come back and get those filled. Yeah. And he's like, okay. He's like, we'll see you at the receptionist desk. I was just like, okay. So now I'm moving to the receptionist and he moves me to, he's there again. I make a fake appointment because I was not going back there. Yeah. So I actually did make another appointment with a real dentist. I don't know how this guy had 5 stars on UPMC reviews.
He probably had, like, people he knows
write them. Or he wrote them. But I did go to a different dentist. It's the dentist I see now that I've seen for the last few years. And fun fact, I actually didn't have any cavities. And I told the guy that I see now where I went, and he laughed. And I was like, okay, well, this guy must have a reputation. I wonder if back – because he was older, too. He was probably, like – 70. And I wonder if he was like a good dentist back in the day and he just needs to retire.
And he lost his mind.
Yeah. like, all right. That was a whole experience. I just.
Oh my God. That's like a comedy routine. Like, yeah. Is this real?
I was just like, I can't be here right now. And I just couldn't believe he was having me assist in my clean. I was just like, okay. And he's like, hey, you got to put the sucky thing in there. I'm like, oh, my bad. I don't know the procedures because I didn't go to school for this.
This is my first day on the job.
Oh, my God. I was so mad. I should have called the insurance company. Do not charge because I worked the session.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Rocco goes to this doctor who's, like, in his 80s. And apparently, like, he was part of the, like, making the polio vaccine. Like, he did a lot of really important stuff.
Yeah.
But now, like, he'll take his blood pressure 3 times because he's too old.
Oh, man. He just doesn't want to retire.
No. And it's just, like, one of those things. That's a profession where you do need to be up on your stuff.
Yeah, like, especially because, I mean, even like a dentist, you know, we're just going to pull that one. You are not going to pull that one.
You don't just pull teeth because you feel like it. Because it's just like every so often a tooth needs pulled.
Yeah, like, no. No. Oh, you know what? Your blood pressure is high. You know what? You have cancer. Like, those are things, like, you just can't.
No, you don't mess with that. Like, you really should be on top of things. I understand, like, because that's a profession where they probably are, they're used to working 70-hour weeks and this and that. And it's hard to go from, like, going whole hog to doing nothing. But you need to get into something else.
Yeah, fishing.
Yeah.
Fishing's nice.
Or just whatever.
Relaxing on your couch.
Relaxing, maybe start doing hair. I don't know, but it's just like
Walmart greeter if you still need to work.
Oh my god, where was I? Oh, do you know, like, if you dine in a Chick-fil-A, have you ever done that before?
I don't know that I've ever sat in there.
So I think, like, literally it was my first time on Thursday. We just, like, went there for lunch.
Okay.
And there's a couple mostly older people that just, like, walk around and ask if how everything's going for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of like a waitress, but they're not really, they don't run the food. They'll, like, get you a refill on your drink.
They're probably just, like, community greeters.
That would be a good job for somebody like that.
You know what's funny is that you say that is, so with my current job, we do a lot of B2B, which is business to business with Chick-fil-A's for sport clips. And typically we exchange free haircuts for employees for like free, like, lunches for our employees. And when I was in there, in the one in Ohio, there was an older guy. He probably was pushing 80.
Yeah.
Sweetest old man in there. And he was just sitting there folding coloring books for the children. And he was telling me all about how he loves seeing the kids and he loves talking to people, and that's his job.
Yeah. And they kind of, like, entertain the kids. It's honestly, it's one of those things where the place could do without it, but it's why they have a good reputation.
But I will say, when I left there, I was sad thinking, does he need this job, or, like, does he just do it to get out of the house? Because that makes me sad if he's 80 years old still really needing to work.
Because in this economy, there's a lot of older people that need to work. But then there's also people that just worked a ton their whole life. And they can afford to not work. But they feel like they have to have something to do.
I feel like that's going to be me. Like, I honestly, like, what if I retire, you know, when I retire.
You'll be a Chick-fil-A greeter.
No, I don't know if I'll be a Chick-fil-A greeter. But I definitely will need something to do. Even if I'm just volunteering my time.
Yes.
I need something to do. I can't just, like, sit at home. Even though I say, like, all the time, like, God, I just want to be a stay-at-home nothing and just do whatever. I could never just sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah.
I would go shopping every day if I stayed at home and did nothing. I would be poor. So I would have to get a job.
Yeah.
So I need something to do. Like, I enjoy working. I like to work.
It's expensive to not work because you have to entertain yourself.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Correct.
So I think, like, something like that, or like a maitre d' at a restaurant, like something that's not strenuous.
Yeah.
And if they let you have a chair to sit around, because you're older, you don't want to be on your feet all day.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a good job.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
Not like working a ride at an amusement park or anything, just like a sitting down ride.
Yeah. See, what makes me sad is, like, have you ever seen, like, old people working in, like, Dunkin' Donuts? Because I feel like, I mean, I've never worked at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know them all, but I feel like it seems like they treat their employees pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, few people working in there. They're always really busy. That makes me sad because it's, like, they probably don't make a lot of money and they're in there running ragged.
Yeah.
But if somebody's doing a job, like, you know, they're just going around talking to people and farting around, that would be a decent
gig. Because I'm sure they would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice to talk to people.
Yeah.
Get out.
Some of them don't live by themselves. Like, if their significant other has passed on, or you know, they've never had children, like, they don't have anybody. So I'm sure they enjoy being in that social environment.
Yeah. So I think that's not a bad gig. It makes me sad, though, when I see, like, older people working, like, a Dunkin' Donuts or Walmart or something. They're just running them ragged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not. It's not
I don't
cool.
like that.
Don't abuse the elder.
Okay. No. Or we'll abuse you.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it's going to go.
You don't want to mess with these tough broads.
Yes, that's true. Speaking of elder, it's Father's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. I don't think either of our dads listen to the podcast.
No.
Yeah, so, all right.
They don't know how to get into it.
No, my dad thinks it's a channel, so that's fun.
That's funny. What channel's it on? Yeah, I don't think my dad's... I mean, the only reason my dad would have listened to it is if my mom put it on for him.
Yeah, that my stepmom or my stepsister would have to put it on for him to listen.
Yeah, so, yeah, our dads don't listen to this, but we're just going to say it anyways. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
So don't say we didn't say it, because we did.
We did. I texted my dad this morning.
I haven't texted my dad yet. I talked to him on, what day did I talk to him? Thursday. So I sent him a little edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got my dad a gift, but I'm not seeing him today because he works all day.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Yeah.
I'll see him eventually, though.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Whatevs. That's cool. Whatevs.
And your dad's a little COVID up, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not seeing him.
So I'm not seeing him today. No, we are not. Not today.
And he's got an edible.
He does.
So you sent him marijuana edibles?
No.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even know where to buy those.
Well, now they have those, like, medical places.
True, true.
So you just walk in there.
True. But I sent my dad an edible arrangement, a legal thing, with chocolate-covered fruits. Oh, and some nuts. I sent nuts.
That's always nice.
Toasted nuts. We also sent Dan's dad an edible arrangement, some also fruits, and I sent his dad some caramel popcorn, too, because...
Oh, so he didn't get toasted nuts.
He got... Because his dad likes caramel popcorn.
Okay.
You gotta know what the dad's like.
Okay.
And I know. I know what the dad's like.
So your dad's a toasted nut.
He's a toasted nut, and Jim's a caramel corn. Yeah.
Old Jim.
You gotta know. You gotta know what the dad's like.
I would rather Jim ran this gym. Than Dan.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He is cool.
He's cool.
He would let us eat cake.
Yeah. I like that he laughs at our jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't think we're funny. He's just laughing because he thinks we're stupid. But yeah. He laughs.
He's entertaining.
I said that to Dan the other day. I was like, yeah. I was like, your dad laughs. And Dan was like, I laugh. I'm like, when do you laugh at us? I was like, he goes, I do. I'm like, no, you don't. I was like you don't think we're funny.
We just like your dad better.
Yeah, your dad's way better.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So funny.
We want Jim.
Friggin' Daniel.
Yeah. What a party pooper.
Yeah, he just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what he wanted to do? Sit in the gym in the hottest day of the year.
That's goofy.
I know. It was literally 100 degrees outside and 200 inside the gym.
Ugh.
And we sat inside. That's all he wanted to do. It was his day, so I did it. So I sat in the gym sweating.
With a fan on you.
With a fan. And we had a beer.
We need to get those neck fans.
Yeah, Jess knows where it's at. She's smart.
I even saw them in Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, oh, yeah. I guess apparently.
Target has them too.
Yeah. I saw McGabe's too.
Yeah, they're like, everywhere.
I'm going to pick one up one these days.
Do it. Get one. Yeah, I need to get some more fans for the other side of the Zumba room too, because it's a little hot over there.
Yeah, I might like wear one at work because I'm just hot all the time.
Yeah, I don't. It's actually very comfortable today. So
yeah, today's nice.
Our workout right after this should be. Breezy,
cover
easy,
girl. Beautiful cover girl. Easy, breezy.
I was like, yeah, I was trying to think that, but I was like, yeah. I'm going in the wrong order.
Yeah, you just butchered that.
I like, did. I did.
Cray.
So do not hire me, cover girl.
Yeah.
That makes me think of when I worked at the Wyndham. I'm pretty sure I've told the story on the thing, but every time me and Carly would do sales calls, I could never get the name right. I'd be like, oh, we're from the Wyndham Pittsburgh University something. But I think, or I'd be like, we're from the University of Pittsburgh Wyndham. And Carly's like, can you just say it right? I'm like, I don't know where we work.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
They sign my paychecks over and every time.
I just don't know where it's at. So
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, we work at the Wyndham in Oakland. That's where we work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have just said, I work at the Wyndham down the street. That's what I'd have said.
But we weren't always down the street.
Well, I still would have said that.
True, true. When I'm out there with sport club stuff, I usually say, oh, the sport club's down the road. Meanwhile, not down the road. But the people know. They know.
They know.
They know where we're at. Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh people, though, are different.
Yeah, they know. It's just around the corner. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, down yonder. Or say down yonder.
Yeah, that's fine.
People like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
Cray, cray.
All right. I think we're going to go work out.
Yeah, so we don't get in trouble. But the intern's here today.
What's he going to do?
He's not going to stop us.
Yeah. I think he might be scared of me. He hasn't, like, formally introduced himself to me. I don't know if he feels that he needs to do that.
I've told him about you.
Okay.
I told him there was two of us. I told him there's two Nicoles. We're funny. I told him we had a podcast. He also is just, he's an interesting kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice guy.
What if I went up to him and just started barking?
It would be funny.
Yeah.
And I think he'd just stand there. He said he did his deadlift for the Olympics, and he's like, oh, yeah, no one's going to beat me so far. And I was like, yeah, well, I'll beat you. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, Dan will yell at you to beat me. I was like, I'm not going to beat you. I can't do, like, a 200-kilo deadlift. Like, so some of his humor's a little dry, but, He's a nice guy. Goofy. A little goofy. He fits right in with the goofs that work here.
Yeah,
anyway.
The other goof troopers. Yeah. Oh, God. What a goofy movie up in here. I know,
seriously.
All right, guys. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.